Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, Newsweek, Gatestone, and The Hill. We welcome Peter Husey, Director of Strategic Deterrence Studies of the Mitchell Institute of the Air Force Association. Peter is my guide on all matters having to do with the national security, especially the machinery and the hardware and the software for the United States of America and our allies. So I begin with a term of art that Peter has taught me most recently. Peter, a good evening to you. What is FIDEP? What does it mean? And what is the significance for the new Biden administration? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you, Gordon, and thank you, John. The five-year defense plan is required of the Pentagon when they submit a budget to Congress. They're meant to have a five-year plan to look, okay, you're going to spend it this year, but what about the next few years? Does it adequately pay for a ramp-up of programs? Does it meet the personnel costs, pay, health care, and all the other things? Because they don't want to appropriate money in Congress if you're planning not to have the right amount down the road. This year, we got from the president and the administration just 1 year. It was late. It was end of May towards the beginning of June, and it had a 2% growth, but a lot of that was money that others otherwise would have spent in Afghanistan, which was transferred. It's called Overseas Contingency Operations, a strange word. It was put into the base budget of the Pentagon. Here's the problem is we're short. The National Security Commission that Senator Kyle and Senator Talon and others were in 2018 recommended 5% real growth a year, adjusted over and above inflation. And Senator Inhofe, who is the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, plus his colleagues in the House, Mike Rogers and others, have said, yeah, we cannot meet those security interests we have announced we're going to protect unless we have 5% real growth, which instead of a $750 billion budget, we should have $795 for this year. So we're $45 billion a year short, as we would be every year for the next 5 years. So without a five-year budget, which we won't get until February, we're kind of in the dark a little, but we know we're short. The only question is we don't know how much short we are in the out years.
Puzzled. Just one puzzle, Peter. Does that mean
yes,
shutting things down, doing more with less, fewer squadrons? Is that what all that translates into?
Well, what they're trying to do in this year is take what are called legacy systems. That's another word for old weapons we have, airplanes, tankers, artillery, you name it. And because they're very costly to maintain as they get old, take them down, reduce the size of the force, take that saved money and put it into new research and development to advance new technologies to put into new systems, but new systems that won't be in the field for another 5, 6, 10 years. So the question is, do the bad guys sit around and say, America is rejiggering the budget in order to have a better force in the future, so we were just going to wait around, but we won't do anything nasty, while the United States force actually declines in terms of size and ability to project power? That's, you kind of nailed it. And there's a lot of members of Congress who are saying, wait a minute, you're taking 20 planes out here and 15 planes here and tanks here, and they're in my district, and they're part of what we need to sustain our capability. So when you delay modernization for 30 plus years, which we did after the Cold War, you get a lot of systems that are old, very expensive to maintain, difficult to continue operating. Plus, you put off modernization, which is both research and development and new technology and buying the new stuff, to where in our nuclear business, which I specialize in, it's going to be 46 years between the midpoint of the Reagan modernization of nuclear weapons and the one we're now planning to do that starts in 2029 and ends in 2042. That compares to 10 to 12 years in all the previous nuclear modernization efforts. The gap between midpoints then. So that gives you an idea of we went to sleep for a considerable period of time thinking it was the end of history. And then we got bogged down in terrorism, counterterrorism, without seeing China and Russia both emerging as peer competitors, but both nuclear armed, which makes it even more difficult to deal with.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, for the Air Force in general, what are the legacy systems? I imagine it would be the A-10, the fearsome attack plane. But what else would be considered legacy?
Well, the F-15, the F-22, the A-10, which are the tankers, the C-17s and C-5s, which are airlifters. So it's across the board. Give you an example. When President Reagan came into office, we often heard the phrase, a hollow army. That wasn't just the Army, it was the Air Force and Navy. We had ships that couldn't steam because they didn't have parts, had airplanes sitting around, couldn't fly them. And the hollow army, if you look at the Air Force at the time in 1981, the average age of the airplane was 12 years old. Today we have an Air Force that's the smallest in our history, and the average airplane is 28 years old. That's even after 4 years of modernization under the previous administration, albeit we lost a considerable amount of money because of the budget deal that they made, capping everything and then spending so much money in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we are got old systems that they're trying to retire to save money. But on the other hand, those they're very capable systems for the time. But we are basically way behind the eight ball, particularly given what China and Russia are now spending on their own modernization efforts.
Is there a date certain, unless and until, that China and Russia combine surpass us in capabilities, Peter? Do they talk about Dyer?
It's interesting. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said for the first time any American official of any rank have said Russia and China now spend combined more money than the United States. Okay? They've never said that before. I've said that. A number of other people have said that. But what's happening is, as a number of admirals and generals have said, every time they turn around and look at an intelligence report about what China and Russia are doing modernization-wise, it's worse than the previous assessment. And they do these quite frequently. So there is a point where, in terms of conventional forces along the Russian-European border, the Russians exceed us in any one place because we'd have to bring stuff to the party. We'd have to have some time to get there. With respect to the Pacific, while we have dominance in considerable number of areas, China is rapidly approaching where they will match that or exceed in a number of areas. We just did a study here at Mitchell Institute in which we determined if we tried to dislodge China from Taiwan, we're short about 150 airplanes and we would not succeed. We then looked at, well, what if there's a war of attrition where they're not in Taiwan yet, but they're fighting for it? We lose the war of attrition because our entire strategy is based on a quick war.
Right.
So attrition is we run out of stuff. We run out of missiles. We run out of bombs. We run out of all sorts of munitions across the board, both Air Force and Navy. And the Navy and the Air Force are the two things that would fight in the Pacific, not so much the Army. The Army would be critical for Europe as well as air power. So we're really short long-range munitions and particularly hypersonic-type speed-type systems, which we're really would run out of, which is where the fight will be.
We have about a minute, Gordon, if you have a quick question.
Peter, in space, how do we fare against the Chinese and the Russians?
Here's the issue. The issue is, should you develop a capability to counter what they have in space, to protect what you have, and to deter. We have, again, we were behind the eight ball in this area. We looked at primarily the shuttle and the space station and peaceful uses of space without realizing that is not what Russia and China are about. They're in the business of creating things like ASATs, anti-satellite systems. We are on the cusp of tilting in the wrong direction there. However, we have a Space Force. We've put billions of dollars into that. We're short there as we are short a lot of the places. But, Gordon, we have a chance to rectify that. But unless we have the money necessary and make the investments, particularly acquisition, getting them done speedily as opposed to taking forever, we'll be in a world of hurt because we won't be able to protect the assets that are critical to our prosperity, everything from ATMs to your computer.
Peter Husey, Director of Strategic Study, Deterrence Studies of the Mitchell Institute of the Air Force Association, Gordon Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek and The Hill, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.